Hello, you gorgeous listeners. Just a little reminder, this show is for adults, not for kids. So you've been warned. All right, guys, you know what time it is. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is Season 3, Episode 7 of Sticky Pickles. I almost said Picky Stickles. Storyland and poor presentation. And Carol, let's make our audience happy. your sticky is Storyland?
Yeah. Okay. So meet Odessa.
Oh, I like her name.
Okay. She is in her mid-30s, and she has just landed a brand new job. She is replacing Rain, okay, who is the personal assistant to the company's sales VP, Chuck. So I'll go through these names again. So we have Odessa. That's going to be our main character, right? Our main girl. This is the one with the sticky. Mm-hmm. And she is replacing Rain, who was the PA for Chuck, who is the VP of sales.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
40-something-year-old Rain, she's not left the company, but she is now the PA to the big lady herself, the CEO.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you. I don't know. PAs, in my view, know everything in a company. Like, they are more powerful.
Absolutely do. Yeah.
Right? They know everything. Like, if you can make friends with the PA guys out there, it is the best.
For our US audience, we also mean executive assistant. But either one. It's like you're right. Your EA or PA. Exactly. Yes.
Now, Des is brand new to this job, right? And Rain stayed on to kind of show her the ropes before she went on to her new CEO role.
Yes.
And part of the training is like managing all the files. So Rain says, look, I'm leaving my laptop for you. I've wiped it from all my crap, but I've left all the necessary spreadsheets and presentations and templates and campaigns, all the shit. And if you have any trouble with anything, give me a shout. I'm just upstairs.
Right.
And off she sashes, and no one can touch her now because, you know, she's now PA to the CEO.
It's gonna be me. So we've got Odessa taking over for Rain.
Yeah. And she's learning all the ropes and getting to grips with everything.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
And today she's sitting there looking at Chuck, right? Who she's just kind of learning about, the VP guy that she works for. You know, he's a temperamental bear of a guy. You know, he has 6 kids. He works a killer job. He's also like a rugby guy, like on the weekends. So he has these huge cauliflower-like ears and this big fat red nose, right?
Oh, wow. Okay. He's been beat up a little bit.
Yeah, they all are. God, just look up rugby players online.
That's true.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's true. Worked with one. That's true.
And, you know, like her job, she's going through all the files that are left behind. She's like making notes like, you know, I don't understand this, or, you know, this is weird or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one day she's working late and she's going through all the files and she sees this document, a Word document, and its file name is like 2004 desk plan.
Okay.
Like, she's deleting shit everywhere. She's like, oh, that's boring. I don't need that. I don't need that. I need that.
And this is current day, right? So it is not 2000.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Okay.
No, but that's exactly what strikes her, because she's like, just, she would normally, like, desk plans from whatever years ago, who cares? But the company wasn't even a company in 2004. So what could this be about, right? So she's just curious and she decides just to open it. Like, she's been deleting hundreds of these, but she's like, I'm going to open this and save those. So she opens it up. And what she finds is pretty unexpected. And this is what has firmly dunked her in this pickle soup.
Pickle soup? Okay. I do like a good pickle soup.
So do you want to have a stab at what she might have found?
Oh, my God. So she finds a file from before when this company supposedly existed.
Well, that's the file name. Like, someone could have named it anything. But it's named 2004 Desk Plans. But the year on it, last open, was like a few years ago. So, it just seems weird for her.
So, 2004 could mean, like, the number of a building, or it doesn't have to be the year.
Right? Totally.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I... Yeah, I'm a little stumped, because I would assume...
I can tell you another, just a quick...
Yeah, can I get another hint?
Give you a little... Yeah, another little hint. So, it's actually a big document, and she starts reading, and... very quickly realizes it's an erotic short story.
Okay, so so somebody was on AO3 and didn't finish deleting all of their files. I'm guessing this was something left behind by the previous PA. Maybe she was bored at her lunch break and was like, I'm just going to do a little smut reading and
yeah, little sexy times during my ham and cheese sandwich.
Right. And sometimes files get downloaded, not to like your desktop or your downloads folder, but to somewhere you don't intend it to. And then perhaps you forget when you are, oh, I don't know, changing jobs. That would be my guess. Was I right?
Well, we don't know, right? Because we're Odessa. And so she just starts kind of digging in. And there's a few things that you should know at this point. Okay.
What a weird title for an erotic story, though. I'm just saying. Okay.
I won't read the erotic story, but I'll give you just a few highlights. So first, the protagonist of the story is basically Rain. Like the woman in heat in the story is the same
age,
the same looks, even uses the same expressions, like let's noodle. You know, oh, maybe that's a double entendre. I didn't know.
Okay, so this is what we call a Mary Sue or a self-insert fic. Okay, yes.
Okay, so that's one, right? And she remembers she works for the CEO now.
Oh, so Rain was writing this at work, but she gave it like a totally boring title so it would not look...
Yes!
Right, so when you see it like minimized in her windows or whatever, you're just like, oh, that's just work
stuff.
Boring
crap.
When she's doing screen share. Otherwise, if it was like, you know...
Sexy sex sex sex.
Story in which erotic things happen to me. I don't want me saying actual sexy words on the internet. So,
well, number two, it's set in the office, their office. Okay. Like, so she kind of describes their canteen, their stairwell, even down to the green swivel chairs that are like littered around the office.
Wait, is it written sincerely is my next question. Or was this like something somebody wrote on a dare when a little drunk, like, wouldn't it be so funny if
I have a few lines I can read to you in a bit.
Okay.
I have a few lines that
You're
going to
make me wait? Oh my God. Tease.
I just want to give you one more tidbit about the story that struck Odessa that makes this extremely complicated for her.
Okay.
The heartthrob in the story.
Don't say it.
Is Fat Nose Chuck. Odessa's new boss. Rain's old boss.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Oh no.
So some of the lines in the book are things like she's really into metaphors, Rain, it seems.
Okay.
Like, and she knows it's Chuck because even though the character is called Charles, there's things like his left eye, which sat ever so slightly off center, eyed me like I was a chocolate eclair.
Oh, come on.
He plowed my downy bits like a John Deere on steroids.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Or the American stallion roared to life like a hungry tiger devouring its prey. And whatever. So on. Right? So it's kind of like shitty writing.
Yeah, that's really... Sorry, I'm just like, it's really badly written.
Yep, so it's badly written. So it's not like, you know, you're like, well, at least it's literature. Now, what are you thinking? This is you, right? You're Odessa. So you're sitting there. You've just found this glorious piece of awful sex shit that basically has been written by the now CEO's PA.
I'm of two minds on this because it's so badly written. I'm sort of suspicious that this was done on purpose. Maybe somebody else wrote this to like blackmail them or something, and they had read it and they were like, this is clearly nonsense, or they had found some bad fic online and then just did like a find and replace with their names.
So you would just send it to her and go, I found this, it's probably yours, you probably
I would honestly just delete it and think nothing of it, to be honest, because I'd be like, if it was something that she wanted, she would have recovered it by now, like she would have a copy of it. I'm gonna assume this is maybe a backup file that she forgot that existed, or it's something not important, because at this point, like, unless Rain comes running over to my desk going, wait, I forgot
and then you stand back and go, go ahead.
Okay, honey. Go ahead. I totally
roar to me like a hungry tiger.
Like there can be all sorts of like actually innocuous reasons for this to exist. Or even if there aren't, I'd be like, this is just sort of like finding somebody's sex toys if you move into their apartment and they've already left. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, these are trash now. So just get rid of it. Maybe this is the reason she's no longer working for this guy. I mean, maybe.
Like, Odessa's kind of torn at the moment.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if she should tell her boss or not. Like, maybe he's planted it there. But it's the plot of the story, of the erotic story, that makes Odessa the most uncomfortable.
Hmm.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah. Do we need to censor this bit? Oh, God.
The plot of the little sex lit is that Charles has this horrid accident which leaves him paralyzed. And she does some adult things with her mouth to magically cure him, saving his career, his rugby playing, his etc.
Oh my God, that's... Oh, man.
Like, so do you share it with friends or what?
Savior complex.
It's kind of delicious.
God, what would I really feel like I would just delete it and move on and pretend I didn't see it. Like, when you see something you're not supposed to, I'd be like, this definitely was somebody's fantasy. I can guess whose it was.
And I've enjoyed it for myself. And now I will delete it and maybe bring it up in a podcast. A few decades later.
Wait, did this happen to you, Kroll?
No. I am not Rain. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you Odessa, though?
So
what did you do? I mean, what did Odessa do?
Well, Odessa, she was very clever and followed your advice, Maria, and deleted it and never said a word.
Awkward.
Yes.
Do you remember the time when someone wrote, oh my God, what movie is that? Like, there was the woman, like, ties a dude to the bed and then, like, smashes his legs with a sledgehammer. Famous movie.
Oh, Miss Misery?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like, Stephen King's Misery.
Yeah. That's what that is. It's like a thing. I don't know if oral sex plays into that. I don't know. It's so fucking creepy. All of that is creepy, but I feel like I'd be like, not my circus, not my monkeys. What is that saying?
Yep, that's normally our advice.
Yeah, like, stay the fuck out of that one. Oh, man, though. Can I just say your pickle is going to stick with me for a while? I'm just like, that one's creepy. It's creeping me. It's a creepy pickle. It's very Halloween.
A creepy pickle. Well, perfect timing. Alrighty, Maria, tell me about your sticky pickle poor presentation.
All right, so mine's called poor presentation. And I want you to imagine, do you know what a power couple is? No, it's not a sex thing. This is not a sex thing.
Just like people that wear business suits and clompy shoes and walk around going, buy, buy, sell, sell.
Okay.
No. No, I'm wrong.
No. I don't know if you're wrong or I'm wrong. So maybe it's just like my personal definition of what a power couple is. I think of a power couple as like a couple who are like very wealthy, very well dressed. They have like, you know, clearly a high net worth. They have like a really nice car, really nice house, several cars, whatever. If they have kids, they have designer kids. If they don't have kids, they have designer literally everything. You know, like at least one of them has a very high powered job, maybe both, but at least one of them does.
Right.
They say phrases like summer and winter as verbs and not nouns. So
I loved summer.
I loved to summer on the Hamptons and then to winter in the Alps.
Where did you winter, Maria?
Where do I summer? I summer in the same fucking place that I live because I'm poor. So I just want you to imagine people like that who are just like clearly very powerful, highly socially mobile. And in this case, this power couple is in their 50s. So like they are very much like at or approaching the peak of their earning potential. And we have Josh and Victoria. She actually is the CEO of her own company.
So we have two female CEOs
have two female CEOs this week. That is a total coincidence. I love that.
I know.
Love that.
I don't think our listeners realize how we don't follow each other's stories. We don't even tell each other.
We don't. They are legitimately surprises. So that's actually really funny that we landed on that. I think we're creating the world we want to see. Oh, isn't that the case? I'm going to see
so
where.
So beautiful.
I don't ever want to be a CE anything, but because I think that life is miserable. But, you know, it'd be nice to see more women being assholes. I mean, CEOs. No one's ever going to hire me again.
Nice assholes.
Yeah. So we have Victoria, she's a recent CEO. She's been working towards this for decades. You know, she got her Harvard MBA. She worked her way up the executive ladder, went through all the unbelievably hard work and the politicking to get to where she's at.
Yep.
And she has finally fucking made it. And she is like super on fucking top of every fucking thing. And I'm going to say fuck like 20 times because she's like that person, right? Who like you see her and you know, like that is a person who is in charge of her shit.
She's not someone with like a golf putter in her office in a little hole.
And a cigar. She's got the Manolo Blahnik shoes. I don't know if those are even in style anymore, but she's got like the crazy awesome heels, like the real ones. And like not just heels that she bought and painted the insides red. Like she actually bought proper Manolos. And, you know, her clothing is like all of it's bespoke to her. She's looks like she's just made of pure muscle, not an ounce of fat on her body. Her hair and nails are always fresh. And she always like she always knows what's going on. She's like five steps ahead of everybody. That's Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And she is married to Joshua, who is not any of those things.
Okay.
Joshua's,
I like it.
Joshua's not a loser. He knows how to very much keep up the appearances. So when he's out with Victoria, he is at her level. He makes her proud. He looks fantastic in a tuxedo. He can hold scintillating conversation with the best of the mucky mucks. But they don't talk much about what he does for a living, because the reality is Joshua doesn't do anything for a living. He is basically the trophy husband.
Good.
So, yeah, nothing wrong with
They're
that.
They're happy.
There's nothing wrong with that. They earn more than enough money that he doesn't need to work, so he doesn't.
Sounds like my kind of life.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing wrong with this at all.
No. So far.
So far. Well,
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
You're waiting for that shoe to drop.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the Manolo Blahnik to drop. So, Joshua has a lot of hobbies. Since he's basically at home all day, he doesn't touch money. That's not his thing. They've got a financial advisor, a team of people doing stuff like that. They don't have kids, so he's got like loads of free time to himself. So, you know, he takes up, you know, golf, doing all that kind of fun idle time stuff.
Delicious.
He also really loves to cook, even though they don't need to cook because they have a private chef. He really loves to do some of the cooking himself because he likes to take care of his lady, and he likes to, you know, hone his cooking skills. Like, it feels like a survival skill everyone should have. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So the few moments of free time that Joshua and Victoria have together in between her bazillions of phone calls.
And his golf. Yep.
And his golf, you know, he's not super busy, but she is. So he knows to respect her time. So, you know, he's thinking his birthday's coming up. But he's like, you know what? We keep things simple between the two of us. We, you know, even though we appreciate the finer things together, but when it comes to solo things, we don't go crazy. So, you know, maybe it'd be nice if she bought me a really nice pair of like artisanal, made in Japan in this tiny little village by the National Living Treasure katana style knives. Right.
See, that's the problem with getting freaking loaded.
Right.
Right. The expectations go up. Like, it's just suddenly you need to go and suffer and like drag yourself. Like, you can't just order it.
You can't just go to Crate and Barrel and get the nice.
Exactly.
Right. Well, he was just like, you know, I would really like a nice, really nice pair of like professional chef's knives. That's what I would like for my birthday, Victoria. And she's like, yeah, okay, got it. And, you know, she's on her like five cell phones at once. She hears him, but she's only half listening. You know how it is. We all know how it is to be half
listening.
I've been
there.
You've been there.
That has been me. Yeah.
Have you been the CEO?
I have been the dickhead who doesn't hear the quiet kind of, hey, this would be really nice. Because I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. It sounds great, but totally distracted.
Yeah. Same. I've also been that person, and I don't feel good about it. So
nope.
No.
Sucks ass.
Yeah, it sucks. Yep. So, but they've been together for like a long time. So Victoria's also like, what could we possibly need? Like, we've been together for forever. We also have more money than God at this point. Like, what could you possibly want? But the thing that you have to understand about Joshua is he is very big on putting a good presentation together. Like, when he makes a meal for Victoria, it looks professionally plated. He uses the most gorgeous handmade ceramic plates for her. He makes sure the whole dining room is like candles, good music, fresh flowers, maybe some incense burning for some nice smell. Like, he makes, he like top to bottom, every little detail, he's thought of it. Very thoughtful.
And she loves that.
She adores it. That's part of like why she is who she is. She appreciates those finer things. She understands how hard they are to like put together. And like she notices it and she makes sure that he feels loved for that, you know. That's what's fine. A couple of days before Joshua's birthday, Victoria texts Joshua. He's like, hey, you know, and this is how she texts. Like her first thing she always texts is the word hey. Just hey, mm-hmm. on its own. I hate that. So it's like my big bugaboo. Hey, could you go to the post office? There's something waiting for us there. Could you just go pick it up for me, please? Mm-hmm. It's just a box. Like, don't worry about it. And Joshua was like, can't you send your PA? Can't you send your PA to do that? Like, no.
Odessa is free.
Odessa's free, right? Can't you send your PA to do that? Like, we, you know, no, we can't work. She's really back up against the wall. We've got this whole big customer event coming up, and like, I really can't spare her right now. I need you to do it, please. And Joshua's like, all right. I mean, I guess, I, why not? I mean, I'm the one that stays home all day, so I can do it.
Oh my God, I figured it out. Okay, keep going.
And it's like, and Joshua, you know, drives to the post office, he gets there, and it's like a box from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's got like the ticky-tacky tape on it.
Normal.
And Joshua notices that his name is on it. He's like, I didn't order anything from Amazon. That's weird. So he's getting ready to, he puts it in his car and he starts driving home and he does like voice to text to Victoria. Hey, Victoria, period. I picked up the box from the post office, exclamation point. What should I do with it? Question mark. By the way, I noticed that my name is on it, period. That's odd, period. And then as he's driving, the response comes back and his car reads it to him and it's the car monotony. Message from Victoria. Victoria says, just open the box. It's for you.
Or hey, she started with hey, surely.
Hey, yeah, she started with hey, just open the box. It's for you. So Joshua
pulls over.
No. Joshua safely drives home to his giant house and pulls over into his massive mansion of a home.
With a circular drive.
Circular drive, you know, his staff. Or what, I don't think they have staff.
They're all standing outside. Hello, sir. Hello, Joshua. Master Joshua.
You now suddenly have a butler. A valet, actually. There's a difference. totally went off the rails on that. And Joshua gets into the kitchen because that's where he does all this stuff. And he opens the Amazon box and he sees inside like a really, really cheap ass knife. Like, and it has a little sticker on it that says like made in Japan. Not at all what Joshua had asked for, but kinda. Like, it's from Japan.
Right. He didn't just...
The sender clearly is... It wasn't from, like, the Amazon warehouse. It was, like, sent via Japan. He instantly figures out, like, she only heard the I want a knife from Japan part because she doesn't know anything about his hobbies at all.
She eats his food, though.
She does. But
and
they also have
his candle presentation with the rose petals and the garlands of orchids.
And like, the probably the string quartet playing outside for no reason, yeah, aside from the fact they can afford it.
Playing Metallica.
That's what she loves. And he knows that, right? And he knows that. So this is the thing. It's not like this is like, oh, classic Victoria, only half listening to what I say. Like, he's having that, like, I don't ask for much. You're really busy and I just wanted you to think of me.
This is one of those situations where you have to go, is this something I'm willing to leave her over?
Whoa, wait, hold on. Leave her? That escalated quickly. I just did a
lot. No, but the point is, I'm hoping he'd get to the conclusion fairly quickly. No, it isn't, right?
Right.
And then he'll calm down, because what's the point? Because that is the way she is. She's always been. And maybe I need to have a sit down, little parlay, and a little like, can you, you know, throw a bit of love my way, honey? I know it's millions that you know, but his lifestyle is basically thanks to all the hard work that she does.
Right.
So the fact that he wants the expensive knives, he'd be left her, probably get half, and he would be able to afford those knives, but he wouldn't have anyone to buy them for him. Not even a shitty, shitty, shit one.
Yeah, like they have a good relationship. They're not, he's not like, this is the last straw or the last knife or whatever. But yeah, it's like, how big a deal do I want to make this is sort of the question. Because, you know, he's obviously disappointed. And he's like, if I were a younger man and we were like freshly married, this would be an argument. And I would be mad. Maybe there'd be tears. Okay, maybe not from him, but whatever. I don't know.
What if he said to her, maybe he'll be like, hey, you know, should we open this relationship up a bit? Because I need a bit more love than you have time to give.
Ooh.
And then she'd be like, what? And he's like, no, I realize you're totally 100% busy, but like I'm getting lonely here and I don't kind of feel loved. And I'm I'm hot, right? I'm all that.
Obviously. He looks amazing in a tux.
Right?
Yes.
Like ask him Kutcher, move over. So
he works out like 3 hours a day because what else is he going to do? So he looks amazing. Yeah. No, this is obviously my dream, but
it's my dream life. Yeah.
It's my dream life. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like he knows that he could just call up his buddy Taka in Japan and be like, hey, Taka, can you just go get me those knives? Like, it's not a matter of like these knives are hard to get. It's like he was really hoping that she was going to pay just enough attention.
I also think, though, that if I wanted someone to buy something very specific for me, I would be very explicit in my request. Like, I wouldn't just do it like, oh, honey. Right?
Like, yes.
I'll tell you, this is something that my husband and I do, right? Because we've been together a long time. We don't need stuff, but we like to have a little, you know, fanfare at Christmas. So we challenge each other to find some element, like, so we both cook a lot, right? So it's like, once it was like a pizza wheel. It was like, you go off and find the best pizza wheel you can. I will go off and find the best pizza wheel I can.
Ooh.
And we both present them at Christmas, and then we try them out and see who wins. We've done
it. What a good idea, Kroll. I might steal that, honestly.
Yeah, steal it. And then we've done it corkscrews. We've done it with pizza wheels. We've done it with knives.
Oh my God, Eric, I know you're listening. This is an idea we got to do. This is a really good idea. The thing is, it's like, if you don't know your spouse's hobbies really well, like, how are you going to know what they need? So you can just be like, here's some money and here's a gift card. But that just, like, I don't know. Like, you can do that. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what I ask for, to be honest. But like, if you don't know, like, you don't, it's like, you're not trying to be mean about it. You just don't know shit about it.
Okay. But you know what? God, listeners, because my husband doesn't listen to this show very often, so he probably won't hear this episode. But my birthday is coming up, and I have actually put a request in a very similar kind of, you know, before dinner kind of stuff's going on. You know, love this, would really love this. Just, you know, put it in your bank, your vault.
Oh.
And I will inform you whether I get it or not.
Oh, interesting.
And it's not an expensive thing. It's not an expensive thing, but it's a specific thing. And it is also from Japan, weirdly.
Weirdly enough. Well, it's funny because, Kroll, I don't know if you know this, but my birthday is also coming.
I do know because our birthdays are close. Yeah.
Our birthdays are really close. That's so funny. I have not done anything like that. So I'm thinking I need to steal some of your ideas. Maybe.
Interesting. It's a really good sticky pickle. Listeners, let us know like how you get around this, because there must be some better ideas.
Yeah. I mean, like, it would have helped if Victoria had not been like, open your fucking Amazon box.
Yeah. She's being a bit of a dick to her husband right now, in my view. Right?
A like, little bit.
Yeah. But
she might have been like, I didn't think you cared. Like, well, it matters. It matters.
It matters. Yeah.
If she's a CEO, she's got to know, though. I don't know.
Why?
You can't get there by being an idiot. Or can you?
No, I know, but you can get very self-important when you're in that role. So beware.
That is true. That is true. We've just pissed off like our one thing.
Well, that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Talk to us. Tell us.
Yeah.
Maria, how do people get in touch with us?
So you can always get in touch with us by email, hello@stickypickles.com, or via social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And thank you to our many listeners. I think we're up to like 8 of you now on Shuffle.
Jesus, watch out. Almost got 12.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we almost have a dozen listeners on Shuffle. I love that. It's an app and it's got like two clapping hands on a purple background. That's how you know it's the app I'm talking about. We're trying out building a community there. If you guys like it, let us know. If not, if you want us to try Discord or Slack or something, just want to be here for y'all. Anything else you can always find on stickypickles.com.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. Be nice to your spouses. Bye.